Adam, I'd love to see him add a big defenseman and maybe a number two center. And, you know, we can dream
wish
about
list, yeah.
Yeah, we can dream about stuff like that. But once they get everybody signed, the guys that they want to get signed, and you mentioned a couple of them just now, I don't know where they'll go with Troy Brouwer or how much money he's going to want. Once they get their guys signed, there's probably not going to be that much money left to go out and find the kind of guy that I'm talking about, unless they can move somebody. Is there a point here where you think they try to move maybe somebody like Patrick Sharp, who's unrestricted at the end of next year? Are they going to try to get him signed? And then again, you're sort of back where you were, right, with not a lot of room to do much.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think they're going to try to move Sharp, but you're right. They do need a second-line center. Just, I mean, they're just so much better when Dave Bowen can stay in that third-line checking role. They're just so more dynamic. But I think second-line center is their top priority. In terms of trades, you know, Brian Campbell's been on the block for, you know, 3 years now. Again, going to be tough to move. I think Nicholas Hjalmarsson's name is being floated around out there. You know, he's very good defensively, but for the money he's making, I think he has to produce a little more, you know, offensively, especially with guys like Nicoletti coming on and some other young prospects moving in and up, especially if they're going to keep Campoli. You know, that he could fill in that penalty-killing role like he did when he was acquired. So, you know, Hjalmarsson's a young defenseman. You know, it's hard to give up on a guy like that. But again, you know, teams love those guys, and, you know, the Hawks have a pretty good, you know, arsenal defenseman. And I think, you know, they could get some teams to get some interest in Hjalmarsson. I think he's the name to watch.